Thank you. The next poet is Marilyn Bates.
Is this okay?
I've turned it around the other way so I can kneel in.
She's got a nail.
I'm only reading two poems because it takes me 5 minutes to get up here.
We're not going to time you.
I just have two poems.
Watch yourself.
I can't sit on that. You don't have to hold me.
Do me a favor.
Just sit down and shut up. No.
We're not going to time you. Okay. Whatever you're doing.
I'll do okay.
You fall on me.
Anytime. Okay, this is just a frivolous poem, but I'm going to read it anyway. It's called Miss Dorothy. My mother called her Tutty, the name sounding like a small rubber spout that politely serves something. I can almost hear my mother say to the butler, "Roberts, will you bring a tutty to the table?" Young women call her cooch. Thin-hipped cowboys who wriggle in call her the saddle of love, a ride to the promised land. Only the Enlightenment called her vagina. They even named her friend Doris, you know what, right? I call her Miss Dorothy, a respectful name for one I want to protect from knife-faced men with hooded eyes, from doctors where she petulantly begs off the metal tongue that parts her lips, from the errant child who comes squawking into the world. I want to put her into the hands of a lover who opens her gently like petals of a peony. And this one is for you, Jan. It's called Dead Reckoning, and it has an epigraph by Lynn Emanuel. This is the wonderful thing about art. It can bring back the dead. My father's rotting in the soil, a perfect mulch for mushrooms, but I can't seem to keep him underground. I turn around, and there he is on Larry King, whining about times I ran late at the hospital, just as they took away his half-eaten tray, how rhubarb rotted before pies formed in my hands. "Larry," I shout, "I should talk first, so the audience will understand why I trampled beets in his garden, blood-stained the soil." But you know what? Larry isn't listening. And either is my dad. He's flexing his muscles shaped like crookneck squash. The audience is laughing, slapping their thighs. I'm afraid he'll tell about the time I hid in the tall grass the summer he cheated on my mother. Watched him tend peas in the cold frame, cock his pipe in his pocket. Then I drowned his rabbit in the rain barrel. "Larry," I bark, "we've got to plant my dad before he tells about the rabbit and shoots himself again." We've got to go to break. Thank you.